couple of guests from Blinn College this evening. Brandon Webb and Greg Wise are here, and you may have heard Greg's cameo a little while ago, and I want to get Greg back in the conversation because it was a really big deal last fall when y'all announced that the Bryan campus was starting a theater program.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Our inaugural year.
So most of it now in hindsight, still have a couple productions coming up, but how have things gone?
They've gone very well. First production we did was a short a series of one acts called All in the Timing, very silly comedy. And then we did a stage reading of Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard. And then we're getting ready to get swinging for the spring.
And let's talk about the next production.
Sure. We're doing The Diary of Anne Frank. Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play and, of course, the famous novel. This is a new adaptation, though, that was done in the 90s by Wendy Kesselman from the Pulitzer Prize-winning play from the 50s. And the biggest difference in it is that it's a little shorter and it's fewer actors. We really focus on just the family that's inside the attic space in Annex. And what's not in that first script are a lot of homages to their Jewishness, their ethnic background. And Kesselman really integrates a little bit more of that. We show them during Passover and celebrating and Hanukkah. So there's a little bit more of their heritage inside the play.
Dates and times and performance locations.
We go up March 31st through April 3rd, one weekend only. And we don't have our own space yet, I say, and I keep my fingers crossed there, but we're happy and pleased to be at the theater company. Randy Wilson and Mark Taylor are very gracious.
And that's at the Tejas Shopping Center in Bryan.
Right. Nicely ensconced behind Joanne Fabrics. It's kind of a little bit of a mystery getting there, but once you get there, it's worth it.
Again, that's March 31st through April 2nd. Tickets available at the door.
That's correct.
Very good. One other thing, I guess, with the start of a new program, you're including students as well as faculty members in this production, for instance. And
yes, all students in this production. Gene Daniels is the director. I'm helping produce, but it's all students there at Blinn College.
And what's the mentality or the philosophy of the program? You know, how did it originate and how's it evolving?
Well, my background is in acting and directing. And so we're really focusing on training actors, getting actors on stage, getting the experience, putting them through acting classes, which I teach both of those as well. And so very excited about what we're able to do in training them in acting.
All right. And again, you get to catch them in action March 31st through April 3rd with the production of The Diary of Anne Frank. And appreciate the visit.
Sure. I have one more thing to add. In conjunction with that, we've invited someone from the Holocaust Museum in Houston to come and speak April 1st, right after we open the next day at the Pearson Banquet Room on campus. And she's going to be presenting a program called Through Their Eyes. And it is the story of her father and his flee from Nazi-occupied Germany.
Okay, terrific. So adds a lot of context to the actual production.
It really does. We're really honored to present both things.
Okay, very good. Brandon, let me get you in here quickly on a couple of things. One is that there are new members to the Brazos County Advisory Board at Blinn College.
Yeah, I know a lot of people think about advisory boards and kind of the head wants to lean forward into the microphone, but what they really are, Blinn has set up these advisory committees for the what they call the off-main campus locations. That's in Seeley, Schulenburg, and of course here in Bryan College Station. And there's one for the Technical Education Center in Brenham, too. And really what they are is the region's best and brightest minds who bring their thoughts and their energies and their ideas mainly when they come a few times a year. So our committee has now expanded to 9 members total. And we say goodbye and also a great deal of thanks to Ann Horton of the City Council and Bryan for serving on the committee, and also Antoinette Rufino of the Sylvan Learning Center. Now they're replaced by 2 additional members, Dr. Frank Ashley, Associate Vice Chancellor at A&M, the A&M system, Michael Beckendorf, who owns Beckendorf Investments. Rodney McFadden fills an open slot, and he owns and operates First Security Building in Maintenance, and Jenny Ligon, who's Manager of External Relations for TEEC. So you can see kind of a broad academic and business side that these new folks bring to our advisory committee, bringing the total to 9. And that newly constituted group will convene on campus this week. And if you can say you're extremely excited about a new advisory committee, I can honestly say that that's true, because, you know, now's the time for Blend to begin figuring out what its next steps are. Particularly, I think our next topic probably is going to be budget cuts here during our visit, and figuring out, you know, how do we remain relevant? How do we do our mission? And how do we intersect between what our mission is and what our business bottom line happens to be as well?
And we only have about a minute left, but if you could give us an update on legislative activity that affects Blend.
Quickly, we're looking at about 8% of our total budget, roughly in the order of about $6 million that is on the chopping block. If you take the worst case scenario from the, I believe it's the House bill, you're looking at about $6 million, which when you have a budget of $76 million, it's tough to try to fill that gap. And we're looking at things, of course, restricting travel, the standard things. Hiring chill. Tuition increase is something that obviously would be very painful for us to do. Many of our students are first generation college, or they're low income. And we have about a third the cost of tuition and fees as a major state university, and we like to keep it down there. But we have to look at all options. Everything is on the table, from tuition to staffing, everything you can think of to find efficiencies to try to wring our budget out and get it to stretch as far as we can.
Or, as anybody else that receives state funding, you have to wait to see how the legislature plays out.
That's really the gamble, is we have to finish our budget probably before they will finish in what's likely to extend into special sessions. So it's a little bit of a magic eight ball to figure out, you know, where the target will be and where we need to end up.